And you might like to turn in your Bible to, if you'd like to turn in your Bible to 1 John. And perhaps we can look to the Lord in a word of prayer. And our God and Father, we thank you that we can thank you, that it is our privilege to thank you. So, Spirit of God, here we are. Thank you very much. Take your word and help us understand. And our God will thank you very, very, very much. In Christ's name, amen. And in the light of our exercise of finishing the Gospel of John and the result that the disciples, the apostles, were all able to enjoy the wonderful life that God had made possible by way of his death, burial, and resurrection. And all of that which they didn't have for 3 1/3 years became theirs. And they had it. And therefore, John, the last living apostle, is writing. He's writing that which he, the Gospel of John, and the wonderful exercise and exposure of the person of Jesus Christ in his fullness for the human heart to understand and enjoy God. And John is now capitalizing on that. He's enjoying, and the rest of the believers, enjoying that life. And he wants the believers that are there, the end of the age, things are going to go downhill. They are going downhill. The enemy, darkness, is prevailing, wants to prevail. So, in the process, 1 John is to help us understand the abundant life that God has made possible in and by the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ, to be able to enjoy that life, to be able to have that life. So these are written so that we can read and understand that which we're to understand and possess and enjoy. Therefore, 1 John, and we shared together 1, 2, 3. In the process, I'll read verse 3. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, purpose, that ye also may have fellowship, communion, a sharing in common, to having in common, to have fellowship with us, together with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. So fellowship, God makes possible life, and that life makes for a relationship. That relationship involves fellowship, communion, a sharing in common, a having in common is the word, to have in common with God, the Father, and God the Son, to have in common with God his wonderful life, his wonderful person. Now, having said that, therefore, you slide down to the next thought in verse 4. These things, writing, the purpose in writing. I'm writing it so you can read it, so you can have it. You can have it at night. You can read it in the morning. You can read it next week. It's there. It's written for you to maintain and retain and enjoy God's awesome life, to have the information you need to function in order to have fellowship, in order to enjoy God. Now, having said that and keeping that in mind, sliding if I can, in verse 4, that these things have I written, we write unto you, that in order that result making, what's the result? That the readers, the reason it's written is, why are you writing it? That your joy may be full, that your joy may be full. Your joy may be full. Our joy, the joy of believers, may be full in a most wonderful, wonderful way. And the word may be full, full, that the verb, etc., the two verbs coming together, that you may enjoy, you have been enjoying, you should be enjoying completely and fully the wonderful, wonderful saving grace of God. And in the process, you should still be enjoying it. You presently are to be. You had it, you have it, you are going to keep having it. A wonderful, wonderful expression, a wonderful, wonderful experience of joy. God's wonderful, wonderful joy. Now, so I ask myself, and you do, well, how do I have this joy? What about joy? Okay, now, let's put that together a little bit. Over to the Gospel of Luke. The Gospel of Luke, picking up, please, in chapter 2. And you'd recall the birth of our Lord Jesus. He was born in order that he might die in Calvary's cross. Now, so therefore, sliding down, chapter 2, Luke, verse 10. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for reason, behold, I bring you good tidings, good news of great joy. What's the good news of great joy? Not only good news, but of great joy, which shall be to all people, for all Christ died for all, to be able to know God's wonderful grace. Verse 11, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. A Savior is born. A Savior is born. What for? He's the good news. What is this great joy? The good tidings of great joy. Christ is born for you, for me. God did something wonderful. He went to the cross and died. He's giving himself. He is not having someone else do it. He is the sacrifice. He is the substitute. He's taking my place and your place. He's going to go to the cross and die himself. He's the perfect substitute, perfect Savior, the perfect satisfaction to God. He's the Savior. Good news. Great joy. God. You are able to come to God, and God is able to come to you in Christ. Fellowship together, fellowship to come together to make it happen. Good news. Now, so therefore, having said that little bit and keeping that in mind, so when we receive Christ as our Savior, God does that, and God gives us a wonderful, we receive him as our Savior, and we become the children of God in a most wonderful, wonderful way, John 1:12. And when we become the children of God, we come to know, have a special relationship to God as his children, Father, children, and Father, children. So like, we have a wonderful, wonderful way to know and honor him by having being related to him by way of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it is God's delight to do so. He is doing it in a most wonderful, wonderful way. And therefore, when we read in Hebrews 12 and verse 2 and all of that, what do we read? God said, Why are you going to the cross? Why are you doing it all? He endured. He endured. He was for the. He endured the cross. Why did he endure? Bearing my sin, perfect substitute, perfect Savior. Why did he do that? He did it as a gift. God loves us, and God did it. Why did he do it? For the joy that was, he endured the cross for the joy that was set before him. What is so wonderful about the cross? God was giving himself in a most wonderful, wonderful way. Over to 2 Corinthians. And in 2 Corinthians, picking up, if I may, in chapter 9, and you'll note, in the light of it all, in verse 14, 9 and 14, in the Corinthians, the church in Corinth. And by their prayer for you, which long after you, for the exceeding grace of God in you. So they're looking, honoring God's wonderful, wonderful grace. And the Corinthians, the church in Jerusalem, all of them are looking at each other. And God saves them by his grace in a most wonderful way. And therefore, verse 15, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable grace, inexpressible. There's no, it's beyond explanation. There's no way that you could have a, there's in a, any language. There's no human language. There are no words to explain, to understand and enjoy the gift that God gives when God, the Creator, gives himself to the human heart, which he created, made in his image and likeness. There's no way to say it. And the word thanks is the same word as grace. So you look at it, you'll see it. Verse 14, exceeding grace. And then you go to verse 25, the word thanks, it's the same word. What do you mean? God gives himself. We don't plan it. We didn't ask for it. We don't understand it. God gives himself in his most wonderful, wonderful way. The grace of God, God expresses his wonderful joy and person in grace. He gives totally himself. It's nothing about us. It's all about his wonderful person. He's the Creator, and God gives himself in a most wonderful way. And when we receive the grace of God, God does a wonderful thing, and we respond. When we receive, didn't receive it, no response. But when we understand that God has given himself to us, we receive him, John 1:12, we receive him. And when we receive him, we respond. We're receiving the grace of God, and the grace of God brings out of us the wonderful experience of grace. The experience of grace is expressed by us. Thank you. Same word. Thank you. Thank you. Lock that in. Over to 1 John, it's the Gospel of John, chapter 1. And you'll note, John chapter 1, you know, verse 14, the Lord Jesus Christ was the Word. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And what is God going to do? Born in Bethlehem of Judea, he's going to go and give himself on the cross That's the grace of God. He's going to make it real, true, right, so that God can truly, really save, truly, truly save us. Therefore, sliding verse 16, and of his fullness, of God's wonderful, wonderful person, of his fullness have we all received. John verse 1, chapter 12, we received him. Back up to verse 16, for of his fullness have we all received. Same verb. What did we receive? Grace in place of grace, therefore, in place of substitute. Grace in place of grace, in place of grace. God received grace. And when we receive grace, and when we understand we're saved by grace, we are thankful, thoughtfully thankful. So translate, I thank you, grace, God, you have graced us with your grace. Thank you, same word. I give it back to God. We have the same thing. John with love. God loves us. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. And God loves us. For John 1 John 4:19, God loves us. And when we let God love us, when we let God love us, we love him. We love him. He's loving us. And we love being loved by God. And we love him. Now comes our little word, joy. God, you enjoy. You have wonderful, wonderful joy. You, God of joy, you are the home for joy. Joy is part of your wonderful nature, essence, being joyous. And when I let God grace me, I am graced and say thank you. I let God love me and I love him back. I let it find its home in my heart and I love him. And when God is going what? God is joy. And when God's joy finds a home, his delight finds a home, and he delights in saving us, loving us, gracing us. That joy is mine to experience. And I enjoy the joy that God has. I enjoy his grace. I enjoy his love. I enjoy his joy. I let him be my joy. What are you saying in 1 John chapter 1, verse 4? These are written that you might understand God's joy. You might understand that your joy, our joy, would be full. Okay, how does that work? Now, having said that little bit and keeping that in mind, if you can, so the word joy, J-O-Y, joy, it comes from the root word, verb, which means to rejoice, to be pleased. And it's used by the Greeks. They're used by the Greeks, this word is, when they looked to all their gods, and they knew the gods were pleased, and whatever pleased the gods, that's what they wanted. They wanted the gods to be pleased. That's the word, joy. That's what they wanted. They wanted that which pleases the gods. Gods are pleased. Now, having said that, so God's good pleasure, what he does, he delights in what he does, the property of a thing that gives pleasure, that gives joy, that gives delight, looking, having, doing, being, that makes for joy, a reaction, a response, joy, positive, wonderful, delight. Wow, that's the word. That's the verb. The verb. And out of the verb comes the word joy, the noun, joy, J-O-Y, joy. That's joy. Now, having said that and keeping that in mind, so God, you're looking for this word. You're telling us that this joy is to be exercised. Your joy is to be our joy. That's what you, so God, you're delighted. Your nature, your essence, your being, as we shared. Joy is the constant, continuous experience of God. His constant possession. His constant, he possesses it. It's his possession and it's permanent. God enjoys a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful person of being joy. He delights in joy, in the joy. He's gracious, causes joy. He loves, causes joy in doing it. All that God does is pleasing to God to do it. God's pleased to be God. That's what he is. It's his pleasure. And that overflows so that when we receive that which God does, which is his pleasure, it is our pleasure to receive it. It is our pleasure to know it. It is our pleasure to be saved. That's what it is. Wonderful. Wonderful. Hang on. Now, having said that and keeping that in mind, so God, what are we going to do? Now we know that we do all of these things. So God, let's look at the verb a little bit so you see it. Over to Philippians and chapter 4. This is the root word, the verb that comes, that joy comes from. And over to Philippians and in chapter 4. And you'll pick up, please, chapter 4. And in verse 4, directly, 4:4, Philippians. Rejoice, be joyous in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice always. Why? God is pleased to be God, to be gracious, always love. It is a joy, a pleasure for God to be God. And we learn to take and enjoy God's pleasure. And we say, like Thomas, my Lord and my God. We're pleased to honor him as he is my God. My joy. Now, over to Thessalonians, one of the plays you know, common, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, our title. And you'll notice, if I can, verse 17 directly. We'll go before that. To see it. Verse 16. All of these are present tense commands. Rejoice evermore. Evermore is the word always. Rejoice always. Be joyous. Be joyous. Be glad. Always. 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 How come you keep saying always, God? You say always. We're to be great, be happy always. We're to be looking to you, resting in you always, relying upon you always, trusting you always. You're always going to be our God. You're always going to be our Savior. You're always going to be God. Rejoice. Always. Always. Rejoice evermore. Now, having said that, in light of that, so God, life is expressed. God, you receive God's life, and you have his wonderful, wonderful relationship to God. And that life is a life of joy. It's a life. You can't enjoy God's life. Thank you, God. I can never die. I am able to have gone from a state of death to a state of life. God, thank you for that life. That life is to be enjoyed. That life is to be lived. That life is to dominate in my little head and heart. Over all else inside of me, my relationship to God never changes, always the same. Therefore, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 in 1 Thessalonians in chapter 1 picking up if I may in verse 5. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance. As you know what manner of men we were among you, for your sake, think of Sunday school with leadership, that they're going the direction, and you follow. Where are they going? They're going to God. Verse 6. For you became followers of us and of our Lord, having received the word in much affliction. But when you received them, they're in trouble, they're being persecuted like in Jerusalem. And, verse 6, having received the word of much affliction with joy, the Holy Ghost. Whose joy is it? God's joy. And you're looking for God to outwork his wonderful life. Think of Sunday school and that. To outwork his wonderful life in us. And that's his assignment. To outwork that life. It's a joy to God to do it. It's a joy to get us through thick and thin problems. We're up, we're down, depressed, disappointed, discouraged. We have all the different words, and we have all the different problems, and we have all the things. And God delights in saving us, keeping us, holding us safely. It is a joy to God to contain and keep us. It is a joy to God to hold us. But boy, what a mess. But it is God's joy. It is his privilege. It is our privilege and his wonderful prerogative to go and save us in a most wonderful, wonderful way. So therefore, the Spirit of God is going to do what he does as only he can do it. And so therefore, over if I can, to pick up the flavor of that, over to 2 Corinthians. In thick and thin, God's going to do what he does. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, you'll catch again just to see it. 2 Corinthians 6, sliding down if I can in the light of it. Remember, we're going through all kinds of in stripes in verse 5. In stripes, imprisonment, tumults, in labors, in watchings, in fastings, all kinds of problems, all kinds, sliding down in verse 8, in by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers as yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened and are killed, as sorrowful and yet always rejoicing. See, the phenomena. How can you go through or be like treated like this? How can you stumble along? How can you do it? And be joyful. That's the key. God, Spirit of God, is what is the joy. He's going to keep us. God, you're working. Here we are sitting here, all of us in our different state and condition. And God, here we are. You know what we are. You know where we know where we are. You know what's going on. And yet, God, we have all the different fears and feelings, all the different grumblings and gripings and all the other things a part of us. And yet, God, you hold us. And you, God, in your presence, you're not discouraged? No. Is there anything too much or too big for you? No. What are you looking for, God? You're looking for us to what? To learn, to rest, and enjoy your wonderful saving grace, your wonderful love. And we ought to be thanking you, grace. We ought to be loving you. You love us. And we ought to be what? express thanking God that you are delighted. You are delighted to be our God and Savior, and we are delighted that you are our God and Savior in the midst of all of this. We have a wonderful God and a wonderful Savior. God, thank you. Thank you. Joy. Joy. Hang on. Now, having said that, put that together. James, Book of James, and James chapter 1. And in James chapter 1, you will note, you're familiar with it, but just laying it so you understand, get the flavor, the flow of God's busyness of being God. James chapter 1, remember James is writing the Jews, they're scattered abroad, they're in trouble, persecution, and in the process, verse 2, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, temptation, provings, when you're being tested. Count it all joy, knowing that the trying of your faith worketh patience, bearing up under the load. But, and let patience bearing up under the load have her perfect, complete work. Why? That you may be perfect, complete, and entire, wanting nothing, content, looking to God. You don't change anything. God, what's so wonderful that you're saved, you have eternal life, and God loves you, God's gracious to you, and God is delighted to be your God, and he never stops. And we are delighted. Rejoice evermore. Always rejoice. God is never less than who he is to you, to the believing heart, to find that out in a most wonderful, wonderful, wonderful way. Now, having said that and keeping that in mind, think now, if you would, back over in Romans. And in Romans chapter 15. And I want you to remember chapter 15, Romans, verse 30. Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, because of him, for, by means of, by means, how does it all, how do we enjoy that love? How do we enjoy our Lord? For the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in your prayers to God for me. The little note, for, by means of, we're looking, by means of the love of the Spirit of God. That's the place. God the Father loves you. God the Son loves you. God the Holy Spirit loves you. That's the word. It's only used here. That's where you'd find out. The Spirit of God, whose assignment is to take care of you, to make it all work, to make it all come out right. God is delighted in doing so, and he loves doing it. God loves administering all the benefits of Calvary's cross to the believing heart, and he loves doing it. Now, we don't see that, but God does. He loves doing. He loves doing what he does. Now we look out and say, oh God, if you're somewhere, maybe you can help me. See, we don't catch on. God loves being God. Do you love God being God? How's that? God loves being God. Do you love God being God? And you sort of snuggle up. I'm not a snuggler too much. But I want you to know, I'm ready. God reaches out and says, if you don't mind, I'm just going to just hug you, just bring you in. I love doing it. I love our New Testament. I love being your father. I love being your father. It is my delight to be your God. We could stop right there. Wow. Now, chapter 16 and verse 13. And verse 13. Now, and let me get a little bit of background for that. Chapter 15, Romans, I'm going to go to verse 4. For whatsoever things were written, that's why we're reading. That's why 1 John chapter 1, verse 4, I'm writing to you. And they're going to keep reading in 1 John, I'm writing. And then you read again, I'm writing it down. And then you read again, I'm writing it down. Why do you keep writing it down? Because I want you to have it to read and have it. Moses, what are you going to do? You're going to be busy writing. Why? So we have Exodus to Deuteronomy, Genesis to Deuteronomy. Wow. God, you do it. Yes, I do. Yes, sir. These things are written. Verse 4. Aforetime were written for our learning, that through patience bearing up under the load and comfort of the Scriptures, which we might have hope. And the God of patience and consolation grants you to be like-minded toward one another according to Christ Jesus. Verse 13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy. That's what he's going to do. Fill you with all joy and peace. How am I going to get like that? How do I get a full glass? Believe. Understand and believe the relationship. God meant you to have fellowship, to enjoy a unique relationship to God, to have life. That purpose, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost, God. His wonderful, wonderful dynamic, his dynamo, his wonderful person to do what he does. The Spirit of God's wonderful ministry is to make all that, which is what we've been sharing. God's going to do it. That's what he loves to do. He loves doing it in a most wonderful way. Do you know David, going back to the Old Testament, David, did you understand that? David, how did you ever get through? Psalm 16. And Psalm 16. And you will notice, David, I'm coming to the end. Psalm 16, as you know, 16, picking up if I can, in verse 11. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. God, you are full of joy. David, did you know that? David said, I did. Helen Keller, a very, very noted person, noted for many wonder being what she did in overcoming so much. She said, when you take joy, I'm going to redo it a little bit. Take joy and make joy find a home in your heart, so that you and God's joy are tied together. And so when you and joy are tied together, then face your daily living and all the problems and all the difficulty. Make sure you see Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you see it with a companion. God's wonderful joy, God's wonderful delight in being who he is. And you'd be surprised, I'm adding, Ellen, I'm adding, you'd be surprised how successful you'll be. Well, now, Isaiah, if I can, in chapter 65. And just to see God's, Israel's wonderful, wonderful future. What is Israel's wonderful, wonderful future? God, what do you, here's, thank you now, take a minute. Here's Israel. They're fighting, God bless them, God help them. They're losing war, they're having, it's a struggle, and it's a difficult time, and the world isn't happy with them. The world condemns them and honors darkness. And here's Israel, basically all alone. There they are, over there. And they're struggling to get, trying to make it. And then they're having to compromise because the world puts pressure on, etc. And then, well, maybe we ought to let it all go, you see. Now, God, I'm looking from God, from heaven's viewpoint, that's how I see Israel. Israel isn't in very good shape. But is that what you want for Israel, God? Oh, no. Why are they having all of that? Because of their unbelief. That's why. Their unbelief. What's your plan, God? Chapter 65, Isaiah, verse 18. No, verse 17. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered, nor come into mind. It's all brand new. Verse 18, but be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, what are you going to do, God? I create Jerusalem, a rejoicing. It's a joy for me to make Jerusalem and the Jew blessed. It's a delight to God to honor Israel and to honor Jerusalem. It's a delight to him. Ah, and to go in a circle, to go, the verb, to go in a circle. And her people, a joy. So the future for Israel is to have Jerusalem and the Jewish people to enjoy God. It is God's joy to enjoy them, to delight to do this. Verse 19, and I will rejoice, there's your verb again, to move in a circle in Jerusalem, and joy, I will rejoice in Jerusalem, and joy in my people. And the voice of weeping shall be no more heard in her, nor the voice of crying. A wonderful, wonderful future for Israel. And looking out, it's horrible. But when you believe, God has a wonderful tomorrow. And here we are. Here we are. It's our turn. We're here to demonstrate God's grace, God's love, God's joy. God, are you delighted in doing this for Israel? Absolutely. God, Israel, pay attention to little old us. We're telling you, God has an awesome plan. He's delighted to be God to you. And by the way, look at our little lives. God's delighted to be our God, to be gracious to us, to love us, to be delighted, joy. So God, you're an awesome God in the light of all the mess that's around us and in us. You're delighted to be who you are. It is your joy that you do this in a most wonderful way. Wow. Now, having said that, and keeping that in mind, if you would, and our time's gone. Closing, one other little place. Over to John, the Gospel of John, chapter 15. John chapter 15. And you will note. John chapter 15. Picking up, if I may. Verse 7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. In other words, we want God's word to be on it, God's will to be on it. Verse 9, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. If you keep my commandments, and you shall abide in my love. Even, said the Lord, and I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. And so when we're honoring God's word and resting in God's word and work and grace and person, these things, verse 11, have I spoken unto you, that purpose, my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. By obeying and honoring God's word, God said, that's what the Lord, perfect example, that's what he did. And he said, when you do what I'm telling you to do, abide in me, honor thy word, honor God's word, believe it, rest in it, know it, and abide like the vine and the branch, and let just enjoy the truth, the God of truth, flow through you like the branch. You don't possess it. You don't own it. You don't own the grace of God. You don't own the love of God. You don't enjoy the joy of God. God gives you fellowship to participate and share his awesome person. And that's what he's doing. He's letting you share his character, his conduct. And we became a wonderful fellowship, God. And that's what we're going to do. Yet your joy, my joy, said God, is to be your joy. How can you go wrong? God, 1 John chapter 1, verse 4, I write these things unto you, that your joy stays all the way to his soon coming. What can take away your joy? That's a good little quote. A little way to test worldliness. If something is taken away from you, physically, mentally, spiritually, taken away, physically, mentally, taken away, and you lose your joy, that's worldliness. That's worldliness. If you lose anything, say, oh, I feel terrible. That's worldliness. Don't do that. God sets you free. Love not the world, or the love of the Father is not in you. You want to enjoy the love. You want to enjoy the grace. You want to enjoy the delight of God being God. That's what you want. And all the drops of rain looks like it's whatever, nothing. God, you want that. You want to bless our heart with your ways and your thoughts are higher than the heavens. And God, all we can do is bathe in them and let them fall upon us like the rain. Our Father and God, thank you. We could even be together for this little bit on this your day. God set apart the day, the time, even the tonight, if you should tarry and we should live. God, make it a blessed time. And our Father will thank you for all the blessing. And thank you very, very much. Spirit of God, thank you. We owe you. Thanks a lot. In Christ's name, amen.